Well, I did warn you that I was going to bring you some inspirational stories throughout the course of the morning, and this one is a beauty. It concerns a unique new website, Paper Wings, developed by Social Futures. It showcases the personal stories of people who have experienced the changes, challenges, and triumph of life with a disability. Someone who fits that category is the Social Futures Community Development Coordinator, Scott Jones, who was kind enough to share his story with me and tell us about the program.
Paper Wings was designed by our capacity building and engagement manager for Social Futures. It's a platform where people with a disability and their carers can go to and read some stories written by people with a disability, basically trying to tell their stories to a younger generation to try and give them a little bit of hope and inspiration.
Why do you reckon it's such a good idea?
Bruce, I lost my sight when I was about 30 years of age, about 20-something years ago, and at those times of your life, things get very depressing and you're in isolation. It wasn't until quite a few years later I met some blind cricket guys and basically saw what they had done in their life. There was lawyers, high-ranking public servants, bank managers, and they really inspired me to put my negativity aside and try and get on with my life, which I've done. And this Paper Wings is an opportunity for me to tell my stories to younger generations to try and get them to give them a bit of opportunities and optimism in their life.
Tell me about the blind cricket and the change it made to your life.
My kids played sport and I was, a very proud parent, but I needed something for myself. And basically, I met some guys from New South Wales Blind Cricket when I was around just near 40 years of age and basically got involved, saw how enthusiastic they are. And Bruce, I went on to go to 6 national championships, won 3 and captained the state side in doing all that. So, my life really kicked on a bit, and all those guys I met through blind cricket are all still my friends. So, it was a very positive part of my life, and hence that's why I want to say to people, there is always light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes you just need to be shown what direction to head.
Absolutely, and it's so much more. Playing sport, especially a team sport, I reckon, it's so much more than just what's in the scorebook. You get so much out of it, just as far as personal development's concerned, I reckon.
100%, and yes, personal development, but yeah, you make lifetime friends, and usually that happens at school and you get out and you get into the workforce, but when you have if you were to get a disability at a late stage of life, you sort of lose all those friends. Well, not lose them, but you drift apart and you become a bit isolated, and it's always good to try and find new friends and find new activities and have the confidence to do that.
Can I ask, Scott, what happened with you that you lost your sight to such a great extent later in life?
Yeah, I've got a disease called Stargardt's disease, which is, it's like a macular degeneration. And I was in the building industry working on the tools, and I went to the RTA to renew my license, and I couldn't read the next line, and it was a bit of a joke at the time. A few tests later and 6 months down the track, I'm pretty much legally blind and slowly losing my sight. My peripheral vision remains okay, so I still get around, not too bad. But yeah, my central vision, the cells die and they don't regenerate. So I have trouble reading and obviously driving and things like that.
I bet you wish that there'd been a program like this Paper Wings that you could have become involved in way back then, because it sounds like there was a bit of a bleak period between that diagnosis and when your life took an upswing through blind cricket.
Yeah, 100%, Bruce. There was years there. I lost my license when I was around 30. I just got married, just had a young child. Yeah, I was basically concentrating on what I didn't have and what I couldn't do. And that went on for quite a while. I tried to maintain my current job, which meant, you lived a lie pretty much every day of your life trying to cover up your disability, which was very mentally draining. Yeah, it was quite a bad time in my life, although, I got on with it, changed a few things at work. But if I had someone to say, grab me at that time and say, hey, not all over. What we need to do is we can go in and do a bit more training in this area, which you love, which eventually I did do. but I lost quite a few years there. So that's why when I saw this Paper Wings opportunity, I thought, yeah, I'd love to tell my story. And hopefully it makes a mark with some young person out there thinking about what they can't do instead of what they can do with what they do have. And it hit me straight away what a great, fantastic opportunity it was.
Gosh, Scott, it must have been emotionally exhausting to try to deny the reality of what was happening to you and basically lie to your workmates about what was happening in order to try to keep life as you knew it.
Yeah, 100%. And like you said, it's very emotionally draining. And you think, you know, my eyes weren't getting any better. They were getting worse. So every day was, you know, is this going to be the day where it's just going to get too much? I was very fortunate. I had a good boss at the time who knew, and probably a few of my close tradies knew that I had issues with my eyes, not that bad, but you know, in that building industry, it's very unforgiving, and any weakness shown can be taken advantage by others. And yeah, it was mentally draining. And when I eventually got 10 years down the track, or maybe a bit more, a job with Ability Links, doing what I loved, wow. It was just like starting life again, and I thought, I wish I was doing this all along for all those years that I tortured myself trying to be, in brackets, normal. There was no need to do that. You know, people with a disability can have very fulfilling lives.
I love that phrase that you use, focus on what you've got rather than what you've lost, and it sounds like you have done that and more, Scott.
Yeah, and that's my job now, Bruce, and I love it.
It's a great story, isn't it? That was Scott Jones. He's the Community Development Coordinator from Social Futures, telling us about that new website called Paper Wings.